Lights, Camera, Jackson, our great friend Jackson Murphy, the Emmy winning film critic. He's been doing it since he's a young boy. Now he's a young adult. It's a tradition unlike any other. Jackson, Oscar season. Thanks for joining me, buddy.
Hey, excited to be with you. Yes, a fun tradition as always, and another exciting Oscars for us on Sunday.
I think it is, because my best friend in life, and I've talked about with these others, have told me Poor Things is a masterpiece. A masterpiece. He said he saw people walk out of the movie because they didn't get it. He went back and saw it twice. I've also heard people tell me Barbie was brilliant and a masterpiece for what it accomplished overall in cinematic history. How many great movies were there this year? How did the box office do?
Box office did okay, thanks to Barbenheimer especially. Movie-wise, I saw 240 movies, and I only loved about 35 of them, so not a huge percentage there. It was not a great film. I can't believe people think that Poor Things is a masterpiece. I think it is a terrible film. It is something that 10 years ago you would have found on Cinemax at 2 in the morning.
Wow.
The fact that it got released by a major studio in Searchlight and Disney and that Emma Stone wanted to be a part of this, I do not understand.
Wow, that went right through me, because, again, my buddy, who I trust a lot, had to go back and see it again for costume, cinematic. Everything that jumped out at him was just fantastic, and I think overall what the movie was about and the message was really important. We'll get to that when we come to Best Picture. Let's begin with Best Actress in a Supporting Role, Emily Blunt in Oppenheimer, Danielle Brooks in The Color Purple, America Ferrera in Barbie. Here comes Barbie, Jodie Foster in Naiad, and Divine Joy Randolph in The Holdovers. How strong is this category? Who do you have winning?
It's a good category. Divine Joy Randolph is fantastic in The Holdovers. She should win, and she will win. I'm thrilled Emily Blunt is finally an Oscar nominee. I was on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno with her 13 years ago. Thrilled she's finally nominated, but it's not her year. It is Divine Joy Randolph, who is so good in The Holdovers.
Can't wait to see it. One of the pictures I did not get around to seeing. My favorite award every year, you know, the award I dream of when I try to go to bed. If I could win one award my whole life, it won't be for Podcaster of the Year or Radio. It would be Best Actor in a Supporting Role. Some of the greatest actors in cinematic history have won this award. And here comes Robert De Niro in Killers in the Flower Moon. This wasn't supporting. He was the whole movie with Leonardo. He was almost in all those scenes. Sterling K. Brown in American Fiction. Robert Downey Jr. in Oppenheimer. Ryan Gosling in Barbie. Mark Ruffalo, brilliant actor in Poor Things. This category's loaded. Who do you got?
Robert Downey Jr., his third nomination, and he will finally win. He was nominated for Tropic Thunder 15 years ago and for playing Charlie Chaplin. Sterling K. Brown gets his first nomination. De Niro's been here before. Gosling, I think it's a one-note role as Ken and Barbie, and I hated Mark Ruffalo in Poor Things. Embarrassing. Robert Downey Jr. will win. It will be a huge moment for him in his career.
Is there any chance De Niro can put another Oscar on the mantle? Because, again, I thought he was brilliant in the role, and it wasn't a typical supporting role. Man, the movie was, what, 3 hours? I thought he was on screen for 2.5 hours. That's more than supporting to me.
He was in it a lot. Yeah, I think he had a better chance of maybe winning for Silver Linings Playbook 10, 11 years ago than he does here. I do not see De Niro beating Downey Jr.
Let's go to Best Actress in a Leading Role. Annette Bening in Naiad. Lily Gladstone, Killers of the Flower Moon. Wow. Sandra, is it Hewler? Anatomy of a Fall? Carey Mulligan in Maestro. I thought she was fantastic. And Emma Stone, you don't like the picture. Those who do say she covered it all. An Alice in Wonderland deep dive in there, from the costume to the makeup to the eyes to the communication overall. This is another loaded category. I think it comes down to Carey Mulligan and Maestro and Emma Stone. How do you have it?
I say Lily Gladstone will take this. For Killers of the Flower Moon, she won the SAG Award, Golden Globe Actress in a Drama as well. Carey Mulligan, a multiple nominee, but this is not her year. Emma Stone won this 7 years ago for La La Land. I think a lot of people are wondering, should she win another Oscar and for this performance? Yeah, I find Poor Things to be a disturbing film, a film that's just all over the place and hits you over the head with those themes and messages over and over and over again. Who should win is Annette Bening, her fifth nomination, and she is tremendous as Diana Nyad, but I don't think it'll be her. I think it will be Lily Gladstone.
The great Lights, Camera, Jackson. Jackson Murphy joins us every year as we take a look at the Oscars and who's going to win. When it comes to Best Actor in a Leading Role, wow, you want to talk about star power? Paul Giamatti in The Holdovers, Cillian Murphy in Oppenheimer, Jeffrey Wright in American Fiction, Colman Domingo in Rustin, and Bradley Cooper in Maestro. I love the depth of that role. I love what he had to go through to make it, the patience of it all. I loved him as the maestro and a kind of complicated figure behind the scenes here, but it just seems like Cillian Murphy of Oppenheimer, I thought that was pure brilliance in cinematic history.
Yeah, Cillian Murphy is brilliant in Oppenheimer, and Paul Giamatti is outstanding in The Holdovers. One of those two guys will win. I think it's going to be Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer, but I would love to see Paul Giamatti on stage. 12-time nominee Bradley Cooper is going to lose again, and maybe next time will be the time he's finally an Academy Award winner. It will not be for Maestro, but two strong performances in Giamatti and Murphy. I would love to see either one of them win. Colman Domingo and Jeffrey Wright are good, too. This is my favorite of the four acting categories.
Best director, a lot of people think Christopher Nolan. Come on, man, they made Spielberg wait. You don't make Spielberg wait. You don't make the legends wait. Christopher Nolan put out a lot of great pictures over the last 10 to 15 years. Who do you have winning best director?
Got to be Christopher Nolan. Dunkirk is still my favorite of his films, but it is the time to give him the award. Although just 3 years ago, a lot of people hated Christopher Nolan because he said, you need to go to the movies to see my film Tenet, and a lot of people were still concerned about going to the movies. I had to go out of state to see Tenet on opening day because theaters in New York were still closed. I went to Vermont. Now everybody loves Christopher Nolan again and for what he's doing with the theatrical experience. So it's interesting to see the cycle of things. But Christopher Nolan will win his first Academy Award.
Best song for John Batiste or Billie Eilish. What happens if Billie Eilish here, this young girl, this tremendous performer, walks away with her second Oscar? Man, what a career she has in front of her already. A lot of runway space to be one of the greats of all time if she can go and win another one.
It's amazing that I think she will for What Was I Made For from Barbie, her second in 3 years. It's amazing. It Never Went Away is that song from John Batiste from American Symphony. Watch out for I'm Just Ken. It won the Critics' Choice Award for Best Song, but I think Academy voters are going to go with Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For. Yeah, huge accomplishment to win two of these in 3 years.
Is it sad in a lot of ways that Barbie didn't get more nominations because of the impact? What was the impact of the movie, Barbie, how they made it, how it looked, the box office, everything that came together? As most people, I didn't see it, but most people who have saw it told me they loved it. And I mean people who are serious about movies walked away saying they had expectations going in and this blew it away.
I had expectations that it was going to be a fun film, and instead, to me, it was work. It is a movie that makes you work because of the messages and the themes being hit over the head with it. I liked some aspects of it. It starts out okay. It's fun. But a lot of people just responded to it. It was a perfect date movie for the summer. The Barbenheimer factor, people needed to see both of these films immediately. And I do think that Greta Gerwig, we all expected her to be on that Best Director ballot. Margot Robbie, she probably gave my favorite performance in the Barbie movie, but not my favorite Margot Robbie performance, and that Best Actress category was very competitive this year, as was directing. So it was interesting that both of them got snubbed in those categories, but Margot is nominated as a producer, and I think Greta Gerwig will win Best Adapted Screenplay for Barbie.
Follow him on Twitter at LCJ Reviews. It's Lights, Camera, Jackson. Jackson Murphy, the Emmy-winning film critic who joins us here. Finally, for Oppenheimer, are we talking about a potential masterpiece here, a movie that, you know, 10, 15 years from now people still talk about? Because recent Oscar winners, Parasite, other movies, a lot of people didn't see it coming in and they haven't seen it since. I think this is a big moment for Oppenheimer to be a type of movie that can stand the test of time.
Yeah, this is one of those movies, and I think it will win Best Picture on Sunday, and it's one of those films that has that classic Best Picture kind of feel to it, that epic nature, that powerhouse nature. I liked Nomadland, but the last two of the Best Picture winners, Coda and Everything Everywhere All at Once, I think are not very good films at all. Mm-hmm. So, and I loved Parasite. So we're sort of getting back to that big Oscars Best Picture winner. I wasn't a gigantic fan of Oppenheimer. I don't think it's a perfect film. It's a slow third hour, but there is a lot of power to it, and it's impacted a lot of people since it's come out in July. So I think Oppenheimer wins. So a couple months ago, I would have said Barbie had a shot. But the way things have been going, it's not going to be Barbie up on that stage at the end. It will be Oppenheimer.
Finally, Jimmy Kimmel gets the opportunity again to host. He's not everyone's favorite. I think he's pretty good at the Oscars here. Are they going to cut it down? Are they cutting out portions of the Oscars? People say they don't want to watch the Oscars because it's too long. I'm in love with cinema and the movies. I'd watch it if it was 4 or 5 hours, but most people don't want to. What are you hearing the buzz behind the scenes as they're going to put the broadcast together?
The buzz is because the show is starting an hour earlier, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, and Jimmy Kimmel gave an interview yesterday to Deadline and basically said, you know, we are concerned that people are going to miss the first hour of this show, but ABC and the Academy want to move it up an hour because the show goes so long and so late, especially on the East Coast. But people got to realize the show is starting an hour earlier this year, and there's daylight savings factor in this coming weekend. So that will be interesting. I think they are genuinely concerned about that, and we'll just see how the show goes.
What's new with you? Where can everyone find you on social media, see all your great work?
Yeah, Twitter at LCJ Reviews, which is also called X. Some people call it X. I call it Twitter still. Instagram at LightsCamJackson, the website lights-camera-jackson.com. And this weekend, near me in upstate New York, I'm hosting an event celebrating the late cinematic icon, Oscar-winning actress Maureen Stapleton. Her family is going to be involved. It's at the Maureen Stapleton Theater at Hudson Valley Community College. It's going to be a fantastic 2-hour celebration, some great surprises, and memorabilia. So it'll be a very fun event.
What's the great movie now that's about to be released? Give me one nugget on the way out of a movie that you're excited about that's going to come out in the next 6 to 8 months that you can't wait to see.
Oh, my gosh. There's so much for families and animation. You know me, animationscoop.com. I do the reporting. It's going to be a huge year. Kung Fu Panda 4, I've seen it. It's out this weekend. Inside Out 2 is going to be huge. Despicable Me 4. The Garfield movie is going to make a ton of money. Get ready for that over Memorial Day weekend. And some of these blockbusters look good, like Planet of the Apes and some other big summer movies. So the theaters are going to do fine. The theaters should not be concerned as long as they have a good big movie, at least one, every single week.
You're the best. Thank you again. I love talking to you all the time, let alone Oscar season. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you, JT. Enjoy the show.